With more than 2 million downloads, this is your number one source for true crime coverage in America. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers Podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Yeah, as more Diddy stuff continues to pour in, here's your Diddy update of the day. Former bodyguard of Diddy. There's a lot of bodyguards who are in the news right now. The one that allegedly participated in the assault. There's this one. And there's one that's dead, too.
I didn't know about the dead one.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But this one, getting back to it, Gene Deal, former bodyguard for Sean Diddy Combs, has stirred controversy by releasing videos accusing the music mogul and several high-profile individuals of misconduct. In the videos, Deal alleges that Diddy participated in freak-offs. Ooh, this could not be good. With politicians.
Dude, I am telling you.
We just went Epstein.
Yeah, I mean, I think what's happening, by the time this airs, some things will have gone down with Eric Adams in New York. There's rumblings, and I'm not saying any of this is true, but I know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. And the Eric Adams aspect of this may become intertwined with Diddy, and we might see some other politicians shitting their diapers right now.
No shit.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, lots of things that he claims to have witnessed, Gene Deal. This disturbing behavior during his time working for the rapper. When was he there? It was a bodyguard from the 1990s. Okay. Claims that the disgraced rap mogul kept tapes of politicians participating in his infamous freak-off parties. Okay, here's your answer how he got away with this shit for so long. There you go.
And Tony, the other thing is, he's not as dumb as we think he is, because if he's taping this stuff with politicians, he knows, first of all, he knows what he's doing is wrong, but he knows exactly how to get away with it. If I get these fuckers on tape, they can't do anything to me.
Exactly. And I don't know, but I'm going to guess maybe someone along the way suggested to Diddy that if you have this footage, don't just keep it in your home. Put a copy maybe somewhere on a different country where nobody can get to it. And then if you do get caught, you can still threaten to release it.
Yep. This web is going to go so far and cast so many people into harm's way. They're of their own making. But we are going to get shocked. And I bet you money, we're going to hear some very famous names. And you're going to go, well, that's going to end that.
Yeah. This story is going so crazy right now. We have a sub channel for it, by the way, if you want to watch it, it's called The Downfall of Diddy. We actually had the title prior to TMZ using it on their specials, but doesn't matter. It's just a name. Downfall of Diddy, you can get it wherever you get on download podcasts. If you just want exclusive Diddy information, that is there, and we are updating that damn thing. I don't know. What do we put out? Like 20 updates today or something?
Let me ask my forearm on my right hand. I was bitching to you yesterday about, dude, I am overwhelmed. We are updating this constantly.
I've never, and it's not just because it's like, ooh, we have some new tools to use. It's like, oh my God, there's too much that we can't even keep up with it. I took my daughter to the local fair last night, and her and her friend went, I took them both. And, by the time they were going on the throw up rides that I wanted nothing to do with, so I'm just standing there near the exit gate. I'm just on my phone and I'm reading all these new updates and I'm like, oh my God. So I just start working like next to the tilt-a-whirl and the, you know, throw up my shown up or whatever it is. And I just started putting together a lot of the stories that I sent you this morning because it was just Oh my God. There's so many new things in there. So if you really want to go even deeper than what we're going here on this channel alone, unless you're on the Diddy channel right now, you can go there because there's even more content there than is being distributed on Hidden Killers or True Crime Today, or wherever you may be listening. Anyway, the allegations here come from growing calls for a deeper investigation into the death of Kim Porter, Diddy's former partner and mother of his children, who passed away in 2018. Deal has suggested that there may have been a cover-up surrounding her death, urging authorities and the public to look more closely into the circumstances. I've seen things that most people wouldn't believe, Deal said in one of the videos. There are people with a lot of power involved, and it's time the truth comes out. By the way, Kim Porter's death, her odds of dying of lobar pneumonia, assuming she was healthy at the time, 3%.
Well, yeah, she was younger, correct?
47.
Yeah, 47-year-olds don't typically die of pneumonia. That's pneumonia tends to take out our older senior population, and it's more of a failure of multiple systems. People who are younger, and I'm just using my medical knowledge, and my medical knowledge is veterinary, but for the most part, when all other systems start to fail, pneumonia is how people succumb to it because their lungs start filling, because the properties in the body, the organs just aren't doing their job, and if fluid isn't traveling properly, it will start pooling in the lungs, and well, you suffocate to death, basically. Yeah. So pneumonia, while it can be really a tragic respiratory issue, it typically doesn't kill people that are younger and mostly healthy.
Now, I'm not saying that it couldn't have happened. 3% is a percent,
right.
But it's low. Robin Drake shared that with me, and it's not medical. It's from his own research. It's not necessarily, from a doctor, but it's pretty fucking low.
Usually antibiotics take over, you get put in the hospital, you get put on the best care, and they monitor you and make sure that your oxygen saturation is staying at a healthy level and you can survive it. And if you've got fluid building, they'll remove it.
And I would guess she probably had access to some fairly decent medical care.
Well, and that's the thing. If she's not feeling well, you can fucking be sure these billionaires would make sure she got the best medical care. So yes, it can happen. Did it happen? I don't know.
All right. Follow me on this.
This is the dark theory.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. What if she did have pneumonia and lobar pneumonia?
Okay.
And what if Diddy saw this as a possible way out for her? Take this, honey. And the medical treatment that she was getting was essentially sugar pills. And if you're not getting it, if you don't treat it, and it just keeps getting worse, we'll keep giving you this, we'll keep giving you that. And she's at the mercy of whoever is taking care of her. And then essentially it's a real twisted way of choking somebody out, I guess. If you really truly didn't do anything other than be negligent in their care.
So maybe a third party involved is what you're saying?
I don't know. I have no idea where she was when she was going through this, if she was hospitalized, where she was hospitalized, any of that. This is just pure random conjecture. It could be completely full of shit. So don't anybody take it like, oh, this is a legitimate theory. I don't know. But I'm saying it might be something to look at. I don't know if she was hospitalized. I don't know. Those would be good questions to ask. But even then, too, there's a lot of fucking money involved here. And one could, I'm sure, get their own medical care and pay them a certain way to do certain things. Or don't.
Interesting.
I don't know. The problem is she's been cremated.
Never mind on any of this. We'll never really know.
The only thing, and this is what me and Robin were theorizing today on this, is digital footprint of Diddy. Take a look at what he was sending, when, and if they can find it. to who and what, and if there's some questionable things about her getting sick or dying, I think that may tell us a lot. But who knows? Again, this could be absolutely nothing, and it's just, you know, when you have a cog of disgustingness and horribleness, when there is something that just naturally grew out of that cog that was horrible, it's hard to tell, like, what came in later, because it all just looks the same as dark. So it's well, hard.
That's the thing. Any story we hear about him, we're just automatically going to think the worst, because that's all we are hearing. This whole thing. And by the time this airs, it will be a little bit old news, but the whole, the reason he had so much baby oil was because Costco had a really good deal on it.
I know.
Fuck you.
That's the best. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard from an attorney. But yeah, there's just so many, I don't know. And there's some motive here that we did not know of back then. Knowing what Cassie knows and what she exposed, knowing what half of these fucking women who are suing him know. I'm going to guess Kim Porter knew a lot. Just a wild guess. I'm guessing she was probably subject to a lot of his abuse and all the same horrible shit that he made the others go through too. And if she's going to go rogue and go out and tell the world, well, everybody's dispensable to Diddy.
Oh, yeah. You know, replaceable.
Yeah.
Get another one. Somebody's going to want to fill that hole.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah. So no pun intended.
Sorry. I didn't know if you caught that. Whoops.
I'm like, did I think I heard what? Yeah.
You heard that.
Okay. Continuing with the article, I've seen things that most people wouldn't believe, Deal said in one of the videos. There are people with a lot of power involved, and it is time the truth comes out. When these claims have captured significant attention, Diddy's representatives have not directly addressed Deal's recent videos. However, in response to previous allegations, they have consistently denied any wrongdoing. Kim Porter's death was ruled as complications from pneumonia, but Deal's accusations suggest that the cause may warrant further scrutiny. Fans and internet users have expressed renewed interest in the case, with many demanding transparency. Deal himself insists that more will come to light if authorities reopen the investigation. God. I think it's going somewhere, and I'm going to guess that this former bodyguard, with what he's putting out there online, he's going to get called in very soon to a grand jury if he has not already.
Mm-hmm.
Because he would be someone who would know a lot of stuff, and if he's saying this stuff out loud online, I would be shocked if he has not already been sequestered into that grand jury at some point by now.
Oh, I bet you're right.
And I guess I'm assuming there's not a gag order on this or so. I don't know, but I don't know that you can really, you're supposed to go and I don't know. Maybe there's nothing stopping him from talking. And especially now that he's behind bars, like I said, once he's behind bars, the floodgates are going to fucking open. And the siren is sounding right now. Get the fuck away from the dam, because it is broken and it is flowing free.
Game on, baby.
Yeah. So there'll probably be 34 more Diddy stories by the time you hear this, but that's the latest from, I don't know, roughly about 10 hours ago. So there you go.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.